Hello friends, the tenth and duty today are Asia, Africa and the Turkish Kli. So let's hear from Asia, please. Hello Bnei Baruch, it's good to see Niv, our friend, with us, and we'll read an excerpt from the source. From the sources. From Balas Tulam Shemari 40, what is the measure of faith in the Rav? We must also know that when one is engaged in the right, the time is right to extend the upper bounty, because the blessed adheres to the blessed. In other words, since one is in a state of completeness, called blessed, in that respect one presently has equivalence of form, since the sign of completeness is if one is in gladness, otherwise there is no completion. We'll read it again. We must also know that when one is engaged in the right, the time is right to extend the upper bounty, because the blessed adheres to the blessed. In other words, since one is in a state of completeness, called blessed, in that respect one presently has equivalence of form. Since the sign of completeness is if one is in gladness, otherwise there is no completeness. Again, from Shamati 40, what is the measure of faith in the Rav? Let's now hear from our dear friends in Africa.
Hello, friends. And we join Yair in preparation for our lesson, and with great excitement in order to offer the friends our connection and our unity from Africa to the world Kli. We bring each other as much attention and focus that we actually unify as one man with one heart. Because without that, we cannot bring in contentment. It is up to us during this period and during this time in calling for hastening, that we want to ensure that we are really sincere and really strong with each other, as our numbers in our quality can bring this great connection for the masses and for the nations. So let us not forget the required intensity in our intention. L'chaim, Turkey.
Merhaba değerli dostlarım. Ben İbrahim, Türkiye'den.
Hello, dear friends and brothers. I'm Joachim from the Turkey group. I've been studying with you for a year now. I'm very glad that we're truly like one big family here, with one heart, one desire, like one man And your work is truly an inspiration, an example to us. We're always receiving strength. And without you, we don't feel we'd be able to advance or do anything. And I really feel very lucky to share this path with you. The connection between us truly brings delight, and also we feel and know that it's a great responsibility. And all of the friends from Turkey are preparing very intensely for our congress we're going to have in February, and indeed we are working to realize the Elvut, and we met yesterday with the New York group, and we truly felt that there is a very powerful connection between us. And we truly understood that the distance between us isn't distance. There's no distance between us. We feel connection. And we want our Congress in February to truly bring about connection between us. In order to bring about connection, unity between all of the people of humanity, we really hope for that. Our very dear Rav, we will succeed with God's help, and we will advance. L'chaim, friends.
As it is known to you that everything shall bring you contentment, and this is our main intention. And should we not have the wit to aim our hearts to you, you will teach us, so we may truly know the aim of your good will. Again, brace our ties of love to you, as it is known to you that all will be for bring contentment unto you. This is our foremost aim, and should we not have the wit to aim our hearts to you, you will teach us, so we may truly know the aim of your good will. And David, please.
Question for Active Workshop friends. How can we strengthen the love of friends to reach love of the Creator? How can we strengthen the love of friends to reach love of the Creator?
How will we? We will strengthen the love of friends. We will strengthen it by actions and by intentions, by efforts, by or with our attention, if we want to reach the love of the Creator.
And to make sure that all the friends will be engaged in this and in these thoughts and actions.
Yes, it's nice to read also in that quote by Noam Elimelech. He says there that we actually ask to be able to only give contentment to the Creator with everything. And that's the thing. In the connection between us, it is possible to elevate the value of, or even introduce this approach, this thought that we want to cause contentment to the Creator with every act. So by that we reach the love of the Creator from the connection between us.
Yeah. By sitting together through love of friends, we can strengthen our love for the Creator.
Yes, by drawing the light, everyone will have greater responsibility in supporting the ten.
Yeah, everything is said. The main thing is to awaken the need in the tent for love of friends and for it to be clear to everyone that really there's the condition.
Yes,
and in order to reach that light, to draw it and to reach the necessity for that, we need to work with openly disclosed love, love of friends, to show it, to reveal it. And then all of us receive these strengths, these powers, and we're all in that.
Bon, Nishma et Daf.
Sinon, habituellement, je suis dans la chambre francophone.
Shuv pam Afrika, bevakasha.
I'll try to translate, but everything is okay. We, even if we don't understand the French language, we have a spiritual language, which is the connection of the heart, and we're all together, mon ami.
Okay. Okay.
מה שהחבר מאפריקה רוצה לומר לנו, אני אעזור.
What the friend from Africa wishes to tell us, I'll repeat it. Let's focus our intention throughout the whole lesson, all as one towards bestowal. All at the center, in the center of the World League and the Silent Workshop. Let's constantly focus our intention throughout the entire lesson, all is one, towards bestowal. And all of that in the center of the World
League. להגיד, להגיד בבוקר חסדך ואמונתך בלילון ואמונתך בלילון להגיד בבוקר חסדך להגיד בבוקר